For I want you the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Asma'ul Husna wherein we are discussing the beautiful, majestic names of our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we are endeavoring to discuss them in light of Quran and Hadith and what the scholars have written about those beautiful names. Insha'Allah ta'ala, in this episode too, we will hear about another glorious name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that name is Haleem. Haleem. Ha, Lam, Ya, and Meem. It's a famous name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has appeared in the Quran in many places. And the meaning of Haleem, the literal meaning is forbearance, tolerance, to put up with something. But obviously this is the literal meaning, and this meaning does not apply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we speak about the creation, then yes, it means forbearance, it means patience, tolerance, bearing with something. But when it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll hear the meaning that it's not, as we've just mentioned, it's a different meaning. The word Haleem also consists of the meaning of forgiving and pardoning. So these meanings are applicable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah azza wa jal is forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pardoning. So these meanings can be taken, but not the meanings of forbearance, tolerance and patience. So when a believer, when a person commits sins, wrongdoings, transgressions, and thereafter he is penitent, he is remorseful, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he seeks forgiveness for his sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person. He jalla wa ala can punish that person, can take him to task, because he has invited the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wrath of Allah azza wa jal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person. And this is mentioned in the Quran. Allah jalla wa ala says, in Surah Fatir, verse 45. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ Meaning, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to seize people straight away because of their wrongdoings, if He was to punish them straight away, immediately, after they have committed wrong, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ then there would be no person on earth. There would be nothing on earth left. No living being would exist on the earth. Meaning, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not show respite, and one meaning ulama have given for Haleem is showing respite, meaning giving that person time to amend his ways, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah jalla wa ala was not Haleem and He punished straight away, then there'd be no one left on earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do that. Allah jalla wa ala gives time, gives respite. That the person should come back to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person should realize that this is a big blessing of Allah jalla wa ala, that he himself, the person, is doing wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him time to repent. Why doesn't a person repent? Why doesn't a person turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim that when a person intends to do good, Allah azza wa jal orders the angels to write his good deed straight away. He hasn't done a good deed. He just intended the good deed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, through His hilm, ordains the angels to write that good deed for that person, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning the reward of that intention is written for that person. But when a person intends to do bad, intends to sin and do wrong, what happens then? Listen to the hadith. When a person intends to do bad, the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angel is that, do not write this sin down. Give him time. He may not do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware. And then when a person has a firm intention, he's resolute, that I'm going to do this no matter what, even then the angel is ordered, do not write it down. But when he does go through with that intention, when he does commit that wrongdoing, That is when the sin is written down. But then what happens? When that person commits a sin, he's regretful, he's remorseful, he knows he's done wrong, then what happens? He repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that sin is forgiven. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Haleem. Hilm, which comes from Haleem. And Hilm, which has the same root words. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite, gives time to a person, so that he can rectify his ways, amend his ways. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the blessing of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Now remember one thing, dear viewers, that the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, we can never fulfill that right. There will never reach a point in our life where we can say confidently, and we can say that we have fulfilled the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not possible. But that is not what is required of us, to fulfill the right 100%. No. We do as best as we can. We do as much as we can. According to our istita'ah, our capability, we try and fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means obeying His commands, fulfilling His commands. And despite doing all of that, when we look at the ihsanat, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, then we think, Allahu Akbar, no amount of worship, no amount of gratitude, no amount of obedience can repay those favors. We can't. And then when we look at our habitual sinning, there's the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one side, our minimal worship and obedience on the other side, and then you look at the sins that we do, then what should happen is, as soon as we commit a sin, we are punished. Why? Because we're not fulfilling the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place. And then on top of that, we are disobeying Him, we are committing sin. So what should happen is, we should be punished straight away. But look at the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is Haleem. Allah jalla wa ala, He gives time to a slave. He gives time to that slave. He doesn't punish him straight away. He gives him the opportunity to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. Allahu Akbar. So this is the mercy of Allah. This is the hilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let us mention a few verses of the Quran wherein Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this blessed name, Haleem. First of all, Surah Baqarah, verse 263, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ. Saying a good statement and forgiving, this is better than giving sadaqah after which a person causes harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala independent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Haleem. So in this verse, the believers are instructed, are encouraged to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give charity, sadaqah. But adab, manners are also taught as well. That if you're giving sadaqah, and after that you're reminding people of favors, the sadaqah that you have given them, you're taunting them, then better than this is you just saying a good word and forgiving others. Meaning that sadaqah, what's it worth if you're giving it just to harm a person? So better than giving sadaqah and then reminding people, harming people, insulting people is just saying a good word, and if someone wrongs you, forgiving them. Subhanallah. Look at the beautiful teachings of Islam. Everything should be done for the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should develop sincerity in our hearts, inshallah. And then the last few words of the verse, Wallahu ghaniyun haleem. First sifa, Allah is ghani. Here the believers are being told that you can donate millions, billions even, trillions even in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of that. If you do it, you're doing it for yourself. Allah is independent. Allah does not need our wealth. Allah jalla wa ala gives us that wealth. And in Surah Baqarah, right at the beginning, we're told, وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and spend from some of that which we have bestowed upon you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us wealth, and we're only told to give some of that back in His way, in the form of zakat. And then charity can be of different types, obligatory, necessary, voluntary. But you're not told to give so much that yourself are in need of begging or asking others now. So you're told to spend in moderation as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. He is free from needing anyone in creation, the whole of creation, the whole world, the whole universe. He is Khaliq. He is Malik. He doesn't need us. And then the second sifa that has been mentioned at the end of this verse is Haleem, the blessed name that we are discussing today. So This is in reference to, again, if somebody gave sadaqah, then he reminded people of favors. Oh, I helped you on such and such an occasion. Do you not remember I gave you a few £100 when you really needed it at that time? Or I contributed towards this cause of yours. I gave you, you know, a check of £5,000, etc., etc. Reminding others of favors. If a person did this, then he felt guilty. Why did I do that? Why did I remind people of favors? And then he turns to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Allah is Halim. Allah is the one who pardons. Allah is the one who gives respite to people so that they come back to his court. And secondly, generally speaking, when a person ponders and reflects over his life and the sins that he has accumulated, and then he feels very bad about the situation, he feels regretful, and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rujoo ila Allah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person. In another verse of the Quran, Surah Taghabun, verse 17, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions this blessed name as well. إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. That if you give a good loan to Allah, يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it for you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and He will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Shakur, and Allah is Halim. And the meaning of Shakur is to recompense someone, to give someone in return for what they gave you. So rewarding someone for what they did for you. But here the meanings are different for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll explain. The first part of the verse we're told that if you give a loan to Allah, and Allah is free from taking a loan. But this is just His way of encouraging the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need a loan. Qardan hasana has been mentioned. If you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that doesn't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that money that you spend, or whatever that you spend in the way of Allah, that doesn't reach Him. What reaches Him? The taqwa in your heart. The niyyah, the intention with which you gave, if it was sincere and it was a pious intention, that reaches the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you upon that. And there's a beautiful hadith in this regard, which states that when you give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Jalla wa'ala takes it in His qudra, in His power. And then He nurtures it like you nurture a calf, the child of a cow. And He increases that which you gave. And on the Day of Judgment, when all will be apparent, that sadaqah that was given will be like mountains. Will be like massive mountains, subhanAllah. And what those mountains represent is the thawab of the sadaqah that He gave. The thawab for Him giving sadaqah with a righteous intention, a pious intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And after mentioning giving a good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Jalla wa'ala mentions these beautiful names, Shakur and Halim. The first name that was mentioned, Shakur. Now, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Shakur in that He will give you reward for what you gave in His way. And after mentioning Shakur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Halim. And the ulama state this is because when you've given in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it may be the case that your niyyah, your intention, or when you gave, there was some sort of deficiency or shortcoming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the believers, comforts them, and says He is Halim as well. He's Shakur in that He will give you reward for your good deeds. And He is Halim in that if there is any shortcoming in your deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon that as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that. Allahu Akbar. So what do we learn? You give in the way of Allah according to your rank, according to your ability, according to your capability, according to your intention. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards, it's according and it's befitting His shan, it's befitting His rank, it's befitting His glory subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the difference. We cannot do anything to repay those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we give with a good intention, Allah will bless us according to His shan. That reward will be befitting His glory and His might subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another verse of the Quran, Allah Jalla wa'ala mentions the name Halim again. This is in Surah Baqarah, verse 235. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. That know that whatever is within yourself, meaning whatever is in your heart, what you're thinking, what you're pondering about, what you're intending, what you will to do, All of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of them. And fahdharuh, this means if there are any bad intentions, if you intend to do something wrong, if you're thinking about something wrong, fahdharuhu, leave that thought, leave that intention, leave that particular aim of yours. Why? Because it involves wrongdoing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to be disobeyed. So fahdharuh, Allah jalla wa ala knows about everything that's going on in your mind, your heart. And if there is anything bad, then leave it. And then a beautiful thing was mentioned, that wa'alamu anna Allaha ghafurun halim. That if you did have bad intentions, if you were thinking of doing wrong, committing sin, etc., and then you went ahead with it as well, you succumbed to the desires of your nafs, shaitan overpowered you, do not lose hope. Wa'alamu anna Allaha ghafurun halim. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafur, He is forgiving, and He is halim as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a chance. Allah will give you respite. Allah will give you time to come back to His court. But will you accept that time? Will you consider that time to be precious and a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn back to Him? Or will you continue in your sinful ways? This is the blessing and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning He will not punish you immediately. We heard before in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He were to punish people immediately for their wrongdoings, there will be no one on earth left. But that's not the way of Allah jalla wa ala. So just to conclude, last few things I will mention, that every episode we are trying to touch upon the requirements of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can implement the blessings of those names or the meanings of those names in our lives. Now, Halim, the one who gives respite, the one who pardons, the one who forgives. In our lives too, we will come across many situations, many occasions, many instances where we will feel harmed, we will feel insulted, we will feel wronged and oppressed. We will feel that our rights have been violated. But what is the afdal, what is the superior thing to do in those situations? Is to forgive people, to pardon people, to give time to people to think about their ways. Perhaps they will come to realize the error of their ways. Perhaps they will be guided. And then they come and ask forgiveness from us. And then when we do that, when we pardon, when we forgive, when we give time to people to consider, to reconsider the actions, then we do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do this with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind. Now if you look at creation, the person who manifested the blessings of this beautiful name Halim the most is our beloved master, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no doubt about that. In terms of forbearance, in terms of tolerance, in terms of forgiving and pardoning people in creation, there's none like him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you just have to look at his seerah, his blessed life, where how he was treated, ma'azallah, the beginning period of Islam. There was a social boycott of the Muslims. The Muslims were persecuted. His followers, his early followers were oppressed to such an extent that when we hear about those stories, Allahu Akbar, tears come to our eyes. The sacrifices that the early Muslims gave. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif and he was stoned to such an extent that his blessed feet, his blessed Na'alain Sharif were filled with blood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tested greatly, but he showed tolerance. He showed forbearance. He showed patience. And what did he do? He forgave the people. He pardoned them. And this is what we should do. We should follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who followed the commands of Allah the most in all of creation. So Halim, when we're in a situation in our life where we're being tested, we're about to lose it, we're about to react, we're about to, you know, burst out with anger, think about this blessed name of Allah, Halim. Think about the life of the Prophet ﷺ and how forbearing, tolerant, patient, how pardoning, how forgiving he was. And inshaAllah ta'ala, things will become easy for us. May Allah jalla wa ala grant us true understanding of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enable us to implement them in our lives. Ameen bi jahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.